It was a sign of the times. The Hippodrome, where Oliver and Hardy appeared during the final tour of 1954, which is now the subject of the hit film starring our own Alan Partridge, Steve Coogan, was reduced to rubble 10 years later. The theatre, opened as the Grand Opera House, was demolished to make way for St Giles' multi-storey car park. Meanwhile, churches, whole streets and numerous buildings and communities were destroyed in the name of progress and to build roads across Norwich. So what hope for dear old Howard House, rotting away on King Street, the former home of the Duke of Norfolk, bashed by traffic and attacked by thieves? Well, this is the story of the great survivor. It is very sad that the once stunning pleasure gardens are long gone, but the house is standing, looking good after all these years, and at long last has a future it so richly deserves. So thanks to Norwich City Council, Norwich Society, Suffolk contractors R&J Hogg and Orbit, the developers of St Anne's Quarter. This is a new development which Howard House, steeped in history, will sit alongside, a companion to other surviving landmarks along the oldest and longest road in the city, such as Dragon Hall and the Music House. 5 years ago, Mary Ash became chairman of the Norwich Society and campaigned to save boarded-up Howard House, whose plight she described as one of the biggest heritage scandals in the city. In a new magazine published by the society called Aspects of Norwich, Mary writes about Howard House and its grounds known as My Lord's Gardens. In more recent times, it was used as offices by Morgan's Brewery. It was taken over in 1960s by Watney Mann. They closed in 1985, and when the site was cleared, Howard House stood alone again. Now Orbit Homes have come along to build hundreds of apartments on what is now known as St Anne's Quarter. One of the conditions of planning permission was to restore Howard House, which is being done so well by contractors R&J Hogg. The 19th century post and boot scraps all helped to bring HH, that's Howard House, to life again, and during the restoration, a 130-year-old letter and more than 60 wallpapers, giving vital clues as to how the house was used over the century, were found. The 1840 sundial sits proud on the house. Mary writes about the extraordinary and unique history of the house, so called because it was created by Henry Howard, the 6th Duke of Norfolk in 1664. The powerful Howard family had the substantial Duke's Palace, where St Andrew's car park now stands. Henry bought land once owned by the Augustinians, or August Friars, in what is now King Street, and extensive waterside pleasure gardens were laid out. As the palace was so close, I can only assume that Howard House was created as an adjunct to the pleasure gardens, maybe a banqueting hall or belvedere to take advantage of the fine view, writes Mary. Sometime later, a diarist of the day, Thomas Baskerville, wrote, "Taking a boat for pleasure to view the city, the boatman brought us to a fair garden belonging to the Duke of Norfolk, having handsome stairs leading to the water, by which we ascended to the garden. Here the birdsong, walks, bowling green and liquid refreshment were the simple principal pleasures. My Lord's Garden remained a palace of delight until the early 19th century, passing through the hands of several owners after the Howards left for Arundel Castle. All that remains is a small patch, but Howard House stands proud, and we have much to thank all those responsible for saving this important part of our history.